Rod Weinzierl, Executive Director of the Illinois Corn Growers Association.
I understand that there are a lot of piles of corn that are cropping up around Illinois. Characterize what's happening here for storage of corn.
Well, I think many of the listeners probably have heard already that we are growing or harvesting a tremendous corn crop and actually soybean crop this year, especially in the state of Illinois. And although harvest has been slow due to weather, we're continuing to make progress, and probably this week and hopefully the next few weeks will accelerate that progress and wrap up harvest. But we have such an abundance that we have a very high request of temporary and emergency storage from the Illinois Department of Ag that elevators throughout the state are filing and getting permits for, and will continue to fill our regular storage as well as this temporary and emergency storage as we move towards the end of harvest.
Now, I understand that there's somewhere north of 110 million bushels that has been either permission's been granted or applied for in that case. When it's temporary and emergency storage, what is that?
Well, temporary is many, over the course of time, many elevators have put in place what they refer to as temporary storage. So corn would be stored, obviously temporary, and there are certain recommendations that are applied to a temporary storage permit. They have to have some degree of wall, so some sort of a bunker wall to help contain it. It has to be on a non-pervious surface, so generally it's blacktop or concrete, and it must be covered with a tarp, and included in that would be aeration, so fans off the side, so that the corn is the quality of the corn is being maintained as it goes through winter. Generally, the piles are lifted or collected and ran back through the elevator in the springtime before it warms up too much later in the spring or summer.
So are we talking about a lot more than in other years at this point?
The expectation is by the time we wrap up harvest, we will have a record amount of corn placed into temporary storage here in the state of Illinois. So harvest is still running, and elevators, as harvest goes, tries to use all of their traditional storage. But already we're beginning to see temporary storage being used in certain parts of the state where yields were perhaps either especially good or where they had not experienced harvest delays where maybe other areas of the state have.
How is the situation about getting it moved out and moved to other export channels?
Well, obviously, you know, we're dealing with lots of bushels or tonnage of corn that takes tremendous infrastructure, modes of transportation to carry that crop. So whether it's lots of trucks, rail, or by barge on water, many of your listeners are perhaps unaware that there are tremendous rail problems now in the upper Midwest, in the Dakotas, to a lesser extent in Minnesota, maybe northern Iowa and Nebraska, due to the railroads moving on a lot more crude oil from the Balkan oil fields of North Dakota, and also carrying in fracking sand and grain hopper cars. So that's put tremendous pressure on the railroads, which is having an effect on lots of different states. Illinois, a lesser amount than the Dakotas, because we're quite a ways away from the Dakotas. But there's a spillover effect that then is beginning to affect the barge industry, the available barges, and our ability long-term to move grains, whether it's corn or soybeans, to export markets.
So do you see a resolution to the storage issues and also to the transportation issues?
Well, the storage issues we go probably past spring into summer, we'll begin to evaluate what their investments should be in future years. There's a lot of discussion that perhaps corn acres will not be as high next year, and they've actually declined here the last couple of years with an increase in soybean acres. And, you know, if you're from a farm, you realize that, you know, an acre of ground, farm ground, will yield generally three times the volume of corn than it will soybeans. So if you have more soybeans, less corn, you'll have less overall volume. But even an average crop of corn next year is expected to build up carryover stocks, which do take up storage space. So there is a longer term need to continue to expand and modernize storage. Corn yields and bean yields continue to increase generally each and every year. We just here in Illinois happen to have a 20 bushel yield jump in 1 year instead of an average of two or three bushels jump in over an average over a period of years. So, you know, the storage side will be dealt with by the elevator industry as going forward as they evaluate their needs. The rail industry especially is much more complicated. There is a shortage of power or locomotives. There is a shortage of train crews. There is a shortage of cars, rail cars, be it tanker cars or hopper bottom cars, which are used in the grain industry. And there's a shortage of track. And that shortage is expected, at least as we talk to experts in the industry, to be a prevalent problem for the next 5 to 8 years before the rail industry is able to get it straightened out.
As problems go, would you say that this is kind of a good one to have?
Well, in one sense, it is a good one. It points to the abundance of the crop, but the abundance of the crop causes, obviously, prices to go lower. And if a farmer cannot get his crop to market, that is reflected in his local price, where a farmer may be somewhere else in the state or in the country who is able to get his crop to market is not affected by that price decline. So if you're in the upper Midwest, in the Dakotas, right now your price for a bushel of corn is probably at least 20% less than what a farmer in Illinois, central Illinois or southern Illinois, is receiving for his crop, his or her crop. So transportation is a big deal, and when there's problems, those who are affected are paying for it, or in this case, not being paid for their product.
Just a general question about the harvest itself, Rod. That how's it been here the later part of this week?
This week, at least here in central Illinois, and as I've talked to people, most people are running pretty hard. Obviously, the crop is mature for both corn and soybeans, and everybody recognizes that the days on the calendar keep ticking by. So there's more. The industry, the farmers are pushing harder to make sure that the crop gets out and put in the bin or temporary storage, whichever is available.
So it's been a productive week.
It's been a good week. Hopefully next week or through the weekend looks good, and next week looks pretty good, although there is another front, I think, expected to come through Tuesday night and I think maybe Wednesday.